Some Cape Breton lobster fishermen are hoping for more good weather and less confusion from the U.S. president. Victoria Co-op Fisheries General Manager Osborne Burke deals with a number of lobster fishermen in the northern part of Cape Breton, where it's been a slow start to the season due to strong easterly and southeasterly winds, along with cooler water temperatures.
The lobster suddenly now, as weather warms up, water temperatures warm up, you may see a larger influx of lobsters in the next 2 weeks. It's kind of wait and see what happens.
Burke says optimism is on the rise with weather improving this week. However, Burke says fishermen can easily lose confidence in their livelihood these days because of frequent tariff threats coming from the U.S. President Donald Trump. He says it's difficult to plan ahead because they are often unaware of American financial obligations.
The real challenge in the market is the uncertainty with the tariffs. You don't know. Just the other day, the Mar-a-Lago bully stated going to be 50% tariff on EU. A day later, it's temporarily off. So you can't run the business, and in the business world, it doesn't operate. Stock markets don't operate like that. They need some certainty. And all that's happened so far from the Trump administration is a lot of uncertainty, which is no good for anyone in the industry. And it affects our fellow businesses that we deal with in Maine and Massachusetts. They're just as impacted as we are, and are just as frustrated with what's going on in their own country.
Burke says the U.S. tariffs are causing headaches for many in the industry, but there is another challenge closer to home because lobster catches from outside their region are creating a negative impact.
We also have challenges with lobsters coming in from the Magellan Islands and lobsters from Newfoundland, which in the last year or two have seen a recent surge in landings. So there's a lot of availability of lobsters coming from both Quebec and Newfoundland. So that tends to have an impact on the price at the end of the day.
Burke says local lobster fishermen are avoiding the U.S. markets as much as possible.
What we've been doing this year is looking to diversification, whether our processed products or our live products, with anywhere but USA. But again, in his mind, the only solution is threaten the tariffs, get them to the table to make the so-called deal, and then, back off on the tariffs. And all he's showing is that you know, U.S. internationally cannot be trusted anymore. How do we do a new free trade agreement with somebody who doesn't respect the current one? And it's the same across the world. And I think at the end of the day, the U.S. of A. will regret some of the steps that the Trump administration has taken to date.
He says diversification is key now more than ever. Burke is hoping new clients will sign up to purchase Cape Breton lobster when he attends a trade show in Southeast Asia next month. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.